Okay, good morning. I'm here with Joe Bertagnoli.
Hi, good morning, Isaiah.
I'm Isaiah. I'm taking over after Tom. Tom has been demoted to being on the phones.
Phone answer, yes. So don't need to make, disclaimer here. So if something happens, we're new. I don't know the board. Isaiah's learning it.
We're getting there. It'll be okay.
It'll be great.
Let's get started. I have caller on line one. You are on the air.
I'm calling about this little dog, Saskia, that I'm trying to find a home for here. Yeah, she's a life-saving rescue from Bethel. And she's a little sled dog, and she's black with a red undercoat. She's beautiful. She's very nice. She gets along with other dogs. She comes when called. And she's almost 7 years old. She's spayed, current on shots. And she needs to find a home.
I saw their picture on Facebook. You're a really good-looking dog.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, yeah. Well, if anybody's interested, they can call 907-650-7811.
Okay.
And text, actually.
Or text, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ann.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and let's jump into the next one. Here's caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Robin Roberts. I'm calling on behalf of the Rainforest Festival.
Oh, hi, Robin.
So I just want to... Hey, how's it going?
Good. Rainforest Fest.
Yeah, so I want to just highlight a few things for everybody. The schedule is up on akrainforestfest.org. So please go up there if you need to sign up for anything. We do have a few things that have sign-ups. Please go up there, and you can find the link to sign up. But want to highlight, we really kick off in a big way Thursday night with Tongassology Films by Kelly Beckos at 7:30 at the Wright Auditorium. And then Friday we've got our berry propagation, a brown bag workshop at noon. I'm doing about improving your cell phone nature photography. Omer Creek hike, we've got a traditional foods and medicine hike with our special guest that we're bringing in for this festival, Vivian Mork from Wrangell. And then we've got, of course, the Memorial Art Show opening Friday night, which is kick off the art show. The art is due in by Wednesday at 5 p.m. to the Colossian Museum. Saturday, September 6th, we've got a botany hike. We have two Stikine River trips. They're two individual boats. One has Vivian Mork on it, but it's already sold out. The other boat is sightseeing with a guide, as well as I'll be aboard to give anybody photo coaching for any kind of camera if you want. But we have five spots left on that boat. The registration is going to close Tuesday afternoon. If we don't get the boat filled, then that boat might get canceled. So if you're sitting on the fence thinking about going up the Stikine, this is the time to go ahead and go up and get signed up for that.
Okay.
Let's see. The gel plate printing with Cindy Lagadakis at the library is already sold out. We have Ocean Exploration Kids event. Sunday we've got a walking tour. We've got the stream table with Bonnie Bennett and Jim Roberts. In the afternoon on Sunday, it's a hands-on thing where you can create all different kinds of river structures and river conditions, and then play around with the water flows and see what happens. It should be a really neat thing. And then we've got a salve making workshop with Vivian Mork, our special guest, Sunday afternoon. That's free. There's no cost at all. We have seven spots left, though. You do have to sign up because we have a limit on the number of people. So seven spots left, grab those. And then we finish up with a community harvest potluck. Sunday evening, 5 o'clock, bring your own cutlery and things and something to share. And please join us and help us kind of wrap up, I think, what will be a really fun festival.
Okay.
All right, it looks like you got some weather for it. Hopefully it holds out till next weekend.
Hopefully it holds up. But, it's the Rainforest Festival.
Ooh.
We do it.
I didn't think of that.
It's all good.
Yes. What's a Rainforest Festival without a little rain, huh?
Well, there you go. It's all good.
So that's akrainforest.org, right?
No, it's akrainforestfest.
Rainforestfest. Yes, I had that. Okay, forest.org.
Gotcha.
Rainforestfest.org. Yeah, I just said, there's so many things to list there that I didn't write them all down, but I think if anybody wants to participate, go to the website there, and they have a full schedule, and they can figure out what they want to do.
We do, and again, the two things that still have spaces open that need signing up is the salve making workshop Sunday afternoon and a Stikeen River boat trip on Saturday.
Yeah, and the salve making is on what day?
The salve making is Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Sunday afternoon, 1 to 3.
And there's how many spots available on that one?
Seven spaces.
Seven spots. And I know, I remember from Wednesday, the fee for the Stikeen trip is... What are the fees for those two workshops?
The fee for the Stikeen River boat trip is $266.50, and that includes the tip for the crew guide and also the credit card handling fee. And you do that online.
Mm-hmm. And the salve making is
free.
That's a free one. Okay.
Yep.
Right on.
Okay.
That's a good deal for that Stikeen trip.
I think so.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
All right, thanks. Have a good one. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and let's jump right back into it. Caller on line 3, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Glenn Reed here.
Hey, Glenn.
I've got 6 pieces of brown steel flashing 12 inches wide, 10 feet long. 7 pieces of brown flashing 7 inches wide, with a 1-inch 90 at the end, at the side, 10 feet long.
What were the first flashing was what? I got the 7 inches with the 1-inch bend. That's like E flashing, probably 10 foot. And what was the size of the first flashing?
It's 12 inches wide and 10 feet long.
Okay.
And I'm looking for $110 if you take them all. They're actually in a packing crate, ready to go out the door.
Okay.
And I will throw in 2 bags of 2-inch roofing screws and 2 bags of 3/4-inch roofing screws, and they're brown, tops on them. So.
Okay. And is it... I got 12 inches by 10 foot long. How many pieces of the 12 inch wide stuff do you have?
6
of those. 6 of those, 7 of the 7 inch wide with the bend on it. Both 10 feet long. And you said $100 for the lot of them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I've got for the whole lot. Yeah, I've got 6 pieces at 12 inches wide and 7 pieces at 7 inches wide. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for $100 for that, and with the screws. The screws are probably worth $100.
Well, my quote was $110, but if you could sell them for $100.
Well, we'll put $110. Whatever. But no, that's a good deal. Is it a dark brown or?
Yeah, it's kind of a tan brown.
Okay.
Actually, I changed the color of my roof to green, so I'm really looking at that.
Okay. Yeah.
So contact number 907-518-0817.
0816?
17.
0817-518-0817. Writing her down. Okay, Glenn. Thanks.
Thanks, Glenn.
Joe.
Yep.
All right, and now we still have more. Here's caller on line 1. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Oh,
hi.
And I just wanted to let everyone know that this is Tom's very last Friday Rising Tide and give a little history. I don't know if you remember back in the day, he did a radio show every day when he was doing operations and programming, and it was the 10 to noon spot during what is now, the name's escaping me.
World Cafe. Sure.
World Cafe. He replaced himself with World Cafe one time when he took a trip, and then they went to Rising Tide with different hosts. and he's been doing Rising Tide Wednesdays and Fridays for, what, probably 25 years. Oh. But in the old day, he did a radio show every day. And I just wanted to let everyone know today's his last Friday, and Tuesday's his last day, and thank him for all of his years of service to KFSK.
Yes,
I know how much work he's done for KFSK, and it's really amazing.
Yeah.
From the home end of things.
Yep. We know it, and I think everybody knows it. It's he's going to be, he'll be missed.
Yes, he will. And we will do our best to take care of this baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Thank you. It's a big baby.
Well, it is. Oh, she's, somebody's cackling in the background here, so he must be listening here now.
Right. I just caught what was going on now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, your wife's giving you kudos.
I just felt like I would out him today.
Yeah.
I should out him today.
Oh, no, not your cooking, your radio shows. Although your cooking's probably good too, right,
Elizabeth?
He's played
a lot of good music over the years.
He has played a lot of good music.
He's a great cook. Yeah, he does a ton of cooking at home.
Right.
It's edible.
He's a genius, I like to call him.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Thanks,
okay,
Elizabeth.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
right on.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah. Well, while we're still in the tradio aspect of things, I have one for the studio. We are in search of a corkboard.
Oh, a corkboard.
And I don't know if anyone's ever been to the studio in here, but there's a couple corkboards that are very old. They have all these photos of Tom with still hair, if you can believe it. And
the ones
on the hall. They're all these old photos of people. And, you know, I think it'd be nice to bring that back, and we've got a little camera in studio. And so we'll set it up, and we'll, you know, I think that'd be cool. So we're in search of, you know, some kind of corkboard that we can hang up maybe a few feet by a few feet.
Sure, yeah. See, look at this. It's already paying off for Tom to leave. We're getting some new blood here, some new ideas. We're getting some things rolling here. Start that with that sound thing. What was that sound thing you were talking about the other day?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually still in the works.
In the works, yeah.
We're collecting recordings from around Petersburg, and we'll throw them on the airwaves, so you can hear what the harbor sounded like at 5 o'clock in the morning
I actually looked that up when I got home that day. You know, there isn't much from Alaska on there. No, there's all over the world there's sounds. You can listen to things in Europe and horns and whatnot, just street sounds.
Exactly. And so they're all over the world. In Alaska, there's kind of this, it's like this desert of sound. Mm. But, I mean, it's such an, if you think about it, it's such a unique natural soundscape.
Sure.
Right? And I think it would be cool to geolocate some of those, put those on a map, have people learn about it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think I was thinking, you know, somebody out fishing or something like that, it's recording them like when they're landing their king salmon or something like that, you know. And then, but then you got to have to, you know, edit it as soon as the line breaks or something like that. What's said there, you're going to have to not leave it. Because I've heard that before. Or somebody misses the netting of it. And the words are, can't explain sometimes.
I know. Well, at least you get the local color in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, if people...
corkboard. Any sizes?
Corkboard? Oh, I don't know. Maybe like 3 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
Sure.
We'll make it work.
Stations looking for a curve. Got it.
Yeah. And back on the sound thing, you know, this is an open shout out to people who are out living their lives. And if you hear something that you think might be interesting, or, you know, you might want to share, take a recording of it, send it to us. We'll do the editing, that kind of thing.
What was that website again? What was that?
So the website that at least inspired this idea is called Apori. So APOREE.
Yeah.
And I think .org.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat. It's this map of all these sounds that you can listen to across the world.
There's a lot of them.
And people will do, like, you know, a drum show that someone did in Eastern Mongolia.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it, and it's like you're there.
Yeah.
Well, not quite.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So did our phone lines dry up?
Yeah, phone lines are drying up. Maybe that means we should
do a
recap.
We'll do a rundown here and we'll see what goes on. Well, so we started off with Ann called from the Humane Society, and they have a good looking, and I saw the picture on Facebook of a black, it's a lead sled dog, a rescue dog. They came down here. It's a female 7-year-old, all its shots. It's up to date. And if you're interested in it, you can text or call 907-650-7811 or look at the Petersburg Humane website, and you probably see a picture of it. Her, Robin Roberts called, saying the Rainforest Fest is getting rolling next week. Starts on Thursday. There was a whole list of many, many things that's going on. The highlights are there's still 5 spots left on the boat trip up the Stikine on Saturday. That's not this Saturday, it's following Saturday. And there's $266.50 for a trip on the boat, a sightseeing trip to Stikine. There's 7 spots available on the salve making class, which is free. And those you can sign up for online. And for all the activities for Rainforest Fest, you can go to akrainforestfest.org and see the complete list of events. You know, it starts on Thursday and it wraps up with a potluck on Sunday. Glenn called and he's got some flashing for sale. Yeah, some leftover flashing, new in the crate. 7 pieces, 7 wide by 1 inch, oh, by 10 feet. No, 7 pieces, 7 inches wide with a 1-inch bend on it, like e-flashing it would be, something like that. They're all 10 foot. He's got 6 pieces, 12 inches wide by 10 feet. And that comes with some 2-inch screws, and he wants $110 for the whole lot of it. I said the screws, a couple bags of screws along with it, and the screws themselves are like $20-some a piece, or a bag. So it's a good deal. If you got the, it's a lighter brown, he said. So, but if you could use it, and flashing is paintable too. So if it's not your right color, but you need flashing, you could use that. And then on the personal note, Miss Elizabeth called and just kind of remind everybody, give a shout out to Tom. This is his last Rising Tide show. He's been doing this a long time. He's got a lot of history here. It's gonna be tough to replace the history, but maybe he can come in and do a show with you, Isaiah, you know, and just do like a history of KFSK, you know, along the way, so we can get a grip of what used to be.
That would be fantastic.
A lot of what used to be around here, but yeah. And yeah, he'll be missed, but I'm sure, like Isaiah said, they're going to take care of his baby. And the station is looking for some corkboard. They're going to kind of another innovative idea. Somebody's going to rise up and start taking pictures of people coming and going here and post them on. If you've ever been to the station, on the whole wall, there's some very historical photos there. They're really cool looking at some of the old people that used to be around. But yeah. Anyhow, that's a corkboard if you got something.
Yeah, good. And before we wrap up here, we do have another caller.
Okay.
So
get him up.
Caller on line one, you are on.
Hello, my name is Josh Adams. I just wanted to kind of second the goodbye note for Tom Abbott. I gave away my corkboard, but we're all going to miss Tom Abbott. And, Tom, you enjoy your retirement, and I hope you swing by the radio as often as you like, and we're all going to miss you.
That's what I say, Joshua. That would be good for him to bounce up here every once in a while and when there's some space and then kind of just maybe do it like a history of, you know, and bring people back to days of yore when he first got here in the station. So that'd be a good show for him.
Yeah.
Keep him involved because I'm sure he's going to get a few calls.
I don't think anybody has worked at the radio station longer than Tom consecutively, have they?
No, not at all. Not even close.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for the call, Joshua.
You, Tom.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Good job. We did good, I think.
Yeah, I thought we did good for a first run.
For a couple of rookies.
For a couple of rookies.
Right on. Thanks, Ace.
All right, well, thank you, Joe, for joining me.
Enjoy the day out there, folks. It's beautiful. Get out and get some sun.
Yeah, have a good one, people.
Radio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-7000. 3893.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at PetersburgProperties.com.
It seemed impossible to find someone as beautiful until you came along. However, I was quick to realize that you and I were gonna keep it strong. And even though I didn't always show, you know I love you. Whatever's waiting for us, all I know is that I surely don't deserve you. Redefine your beauty, just changing your hair. And I get jealous when I notice all the fellas, they can't help but stop and stare. A beauty such as yours, it doesn't come along, you ain't even trying. I must confess that I'm a mess, and if I told you less, you know that I'd be lying. Because you deserve more.
Came out of- everything I knew. There wasn't any problem than a shade of blue. Your blue eyes and brown hair, how could I resist? And the color of your skin, it doesn't compare. Times are better, but now I still think, yeah, I was better, now I was still there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went swimming through oceans of emotion, 7 days at a time. Oh, the water's blue, and so are you. I won't be running out anytime. But now remember the day I was still around. The water was just right, like a lip so warm. But now my heart is torn, baby, yeah, between the rose and the thorn. When I was still there, yeah, I was better. When I was still there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we're swimming through oceans of emotion.
Minutes before 10, coming up at 10 o'clock, we have Science Friday. We've got the jet report courtesy of Viking Travel. This is for Alaska Airlines Flight 65 northbound, and it is running on schedule. Arrival is at 10:41, departure at 11:26. Reminder, you must have your bags checked into the airport 50 minutes prior to your flight leaving to get your bags on your flight.
You heard me, I'll say it again. My give a damn. promise I'll never do this again. And she said, no, baby, ain't nothing else to talk about. You started acting just like a whole lot of other men. She said, I'm tired of crying, and I'm tired of your lying. I'm tired of giving you another chance. I forgave you over and over and over and over again. But you just couldn't keep that thing in your pants. So listen to me.
Melissa, freight train, each car looks the same.
crossroad. Will you ever let him go? I know that he won't stay without Melissa. My face, it's 30 years new. I can grow a beard in a week and mustaches are cool. Do you like my dog? He's little and he's dumb. I know he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he'll fill you up with love. So go ahead and smile for me.
Smile.
Go ahead and laugh, 'cause I know something that you don't know. Wait, no, maybe I don't. Oh, girl, we can rock and roll all night, and in the morning I kiss and hug and hold you tight, because I love you, and everything will work out fine. And I'm so happy, you're so happy, I stopped asking why. Do you like my house? Within these walls I write. I know this little place ain't that much, but it's warm and it's dry. Do you like my guitar, baby? I can barely make it talk. Is it enough just to drive you crazy when I'm strumming it strong? So go ahead and smile for me.
Smile for me.
And go ahead and laugh. 'Cause I know something that you don't know. Wait, no, maybe I don't. Oh, girl. We can rock and roll all night, and in the morning I kiss and hug and hold you tight, because
I love you,
and everything will work out fine. And I'm so happy, you're so happy, I stopped asking why. Do you like I'm naughty? Do you like my mind? Do you like my intellectual affection for these scribble little secretive rhymes? Do you like my heart? It's beating just for you. And there ain't nothing in this whole wide world that we can't do. Oh, girl, we can rock and roll all night. And in the morning, I kiss and hug and hold you tight. Because I love you. And everything will work out fine. And I'm so happy, you're so happy. I stopped asking why. And this silly little love song makes my manhood cry. But it's the absolute truth, just look into my eyes.
Every time I stop a while, think about your sweet smile. I can't do nothing else all day. Wait until you wink your eye. Every time you walk by, baby, what can I say? Hanging on, I can't get nothing else on. When the evening rolls around and there ain't nobody around, baby, I think of you. Stars at night, none can match the brilliant light that I see in your eyes. The humble warmth of glow, baby, the child I know, I still think. If I could hold you just one time, stop that moment with my mind.
Sleepy golden storm is many love before us. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances, and both of us must try your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. It's many love before us. I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
All right, that wraps up the music here on Rising Tide this morning. Science Friday is coming up next. And we'll have more music for you in the afternoon. Britton Erickson is going to be your host for Street Beat this afternoon. That starts at 12:45. 12 noon today, we have local and state news with Midday Magazine, followed by a rebroadcast of the Alaska Fisheries Report at 12:30. And then Britton is on at about 12:45. Following Britton's show, we'll have After School Notes. Connect Sosa with you with the GOAT program, Group of Advisory Teens. And this evening, it's music all night on a Friday night. Mark McCallum starts it off at 6:30. It's followed by Alaska's Fresh Catch. It's a music program out of Anchorage at 9 o'clock tonight. And then Abby Hardy is your host for Radio Free Petersburg at 10. And at midnight, we have music from Philadelphia from the World Cafe. Looking at our weather forecast all the way through next Thursday, sunny and temperatures in the low 70s and lows in the low 50s all the way through next Thursday and perhaps even further. But that's our 7-day forecast. As for the tides going out, it'll be a low of 3.7 at 11:16 this morning, and then a high tide in the evening at 5:22. That's a 14.3. Sunset before 8 p.m. tonight. That's at 7:57. Happy birthday to Marcy Hind, Jeff Erickson, Ania Martinson, and Charlie Hunter. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. There's a new stop sign in town. Public Works installed a stop sign on Dolphin Street at the intersection with North 5th. That's right there by the Children's Center and the elementary school. And the first day of school is coming up on Tuesday. Midcoff Island Al-Anon meets at 12 noon today at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church at 3rd and Excel. Information 518-4007. Mountain View Food Service Program delivers meals to seniors in the community each